This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to play Stump the Stars. On the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, one of the stars, Victoria Keelan, another star. Jay Kirshner is out today for, apparently, I have found the wrong reason. She's actually left town with her husband and the baby, and they're going to see if they can find out where Puerto Vallarta is. So we're without Jay's services today, but Jennifer's here, Victoria's here. Would you like to ask me any question about anything? I think it's time for me to show everybody how smart I am. So why don't you ask me, ladies, a question, any question about anything, and I'll come up with an answer. All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. This is okay. From the headline, so it's kind of like a little...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What CNN host is floating the idea of banning Republicans from a show?
A CNN host? Mm-hmm. Only one?
Yes.
Really?
It's a headline from the New
York... First name is Jay...
Yeah.
His last name begins with a T.
Very good. That? Look at you. Mm-hmm. Jake Tapper. Okay. All right. Yep. I like it.
So, Victoria, your question for me, please.
I know behind the scenes we've joked about this, of when this would actually make it to the air, but do we go there, Jen? Do we ask him what an NFT is?
Do it.
I'm sure you've seen this in the headlines and probably glossed right over it over the last couple of months, Doug. But really? Do you know what an NFT is?
An NFT is a naturally funded Triton.
No. Really? I don't even know what that would mean if that was a thing.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Really?
So an NFT is a non-fungible token.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now tell us what that actually means.
I have the slightest idea what that means.
Did you Google?
Okay, so I answered both questions. Let's keep going.
Impressive. Whether you Googled or not, that was not bad.
Okay. So now let's talk about what's going on in Israel. There's been a reference to Israel in terms of how successful they have been trying to beat down the impact of the COVID. And a lot of people thought that was because Netanyahu was a good, strong leader, and he said, I'm going to make sure that Israel is protected. So that apparently is not enough for him to be able to succeed as the government continues to crumble, not the government itself, not the institution, but his being able to form a government. And I guess I wonder, I haven't talked to my friend Uri Geller, who is a big supporter of Netanyahu. He loves Netanyahu, as to why he can't put it all together. This is the third time.
Remember we called Uri Geller not so long ago because I'm like, what in the heck is with the Israeli elections? Like, nobody understands. Like, somebody wins, but then they have a few days to form a government. If they don't, then there's another election. So Netanyahu has not formed a government.
No.
I mean, all we got out of Uri was,
oh, it's a lovely day off that everyone has.
Yeah.
And goes to the park. And
I don't think he knows either. So, and he, like, lives there. He just told us that election day is awesome because they get the day off. Which is clearly why they have so many of them.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't even know if we can call him in for his expertise, but I think that's the process, right? After an election, then whoever comes out on top has to form the government. If they can't get the majority, then they have to do it all. I don't know.
Any other names? I don't know any other name. Netanyahu is the best known name in Israel as far as I'm concerned. Everyone
for us,
knows who he is. Yeah, for us. Right.
There was I don't know a whole lot, but the guy who was in second place who's kind of been going back and forth. He's still there, and he had
Reuven Rivlin.
No, that's the president. So it is confusing that
name,
there's a president and
Reuven
a prime
Rivlin.
Minister.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like everybody always is focused on the prime minister, right? Everybody's always focused on Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So I kind of wanted to get to the bottom of this with you, Jennifer. This Newsmax apology. To Dominion voting employee, the false election. Huh?
What? Billions of dollars. Had to do it.
Yeah. So what do we, there's a statement posted on their website, which reads, quote, Newsmax would like to clarify its coverage of Dr. Coomer. That's the guy involved in this. And note that while Newsmax initially covered claims by President Trump's lawyers, supporters and others that Dr. Coomer played a role in manipulating Dominion voting machines, voting software, that sort of thing. I didn't remember this. I mean, we talked a lot about voting machines as part of voter fraud and whether it was true or not true. I never heard this guy's name before. Who is this guy?
So there were several employees, right, that got name checked, and then they basically had to go into hiding. They got death threats, and their families were threatened. It was horrible. It was really awful.
So this, and that's somebody who works for Dominion. So the problem is that what's happening right now is that Dominion is coming out after all the people that they think besmirched their name. Because there were some questions about this technology.
Dominion is the company that made the voting machines.
Correct.
Right?
There's also questions, and this is from people that I've talked to, about just where the company is and where it's located. And it's if you try to figure it out, good luck. It's a
Chinese,
web.
Isn't it?
It's just a web. They say they're Canadian. They say, I mean, I've seen that they were created in Venezuela. The same technology was used in Venezuelan elections. So there's just a lot of stories out there. And the reason that there are is because there hasn't been a whole lot of clarification from Dominion, but there have been a lot of lawsuits. So people that have dared question the Dominion company have found themselves on the other end of, like, billions of dollars in lawsuits. So Newsmax, even though who knows what their real feelings are about all of this, you have to come out because it's one guy that owns Newsmax, and you can't be held up in court with
Christopher
billions
Ruddy
of dollars
is his name.
Yeah, you can't be held up in court with billions of dollars in lawsuits. Now, what's interesting is that Mike Lindell, who has also been named in a lawsuit by
I
remember
my pillow commercial.
Did you guys see him on Kimmel? Did we talk about
that? Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we did. Were you not here when we talked about that?
I don't remember. I just think he did accept. I think he did really well. I think
he did. It was an interesting
to goof at him, and he held his own, and he explained his position. And what he's doing, he's not backing down. He's fighting back against Dominion. He's countersuing them because he wants them to reveal some information that not a lot of people know. So I don't know. From what I've heard, there is a lot of different stuff, and I don't want to make any claims because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But I will say that I've heard that there is, well, because I don't think you can afford $1 billion lawsuit.
No, I can just declare bankruptcy. That'd be the end of that.
Oh, okay.
All right, Tony, take a shot.
I mean, I think one of the things that concerned me and what I heard about the Dominion stuff is that the report doesn't go directly, like, there's a report that goes directly to Dominion before it even goes to Secretaries of State, and I think that's a bit disturbing when it's tabulating votes, because I feel like, you know, the more indirect the process is, the more that it can be victimized by people in the know. Whether or not that was the case here, I don't know. You know, I've heard a lot of horror stories from people that I would think are reputable, but again, these are horror stories. So I think it's back to what we've been saying. Let's see the evidence. Show the evidence if you have it. Let's see what you got.
All right. So here's something else.
Wait,
the evidence. Let's get to the evidence that the Proud Boys were funded and supported by the Chinese. The information has now come out that the Chinese government, through people who are residents in America, people who have been born in China and become naturalized Americans, they are the ones behind the Proud Boys and others as well. And I said this at the very beginning of all of this. Remember, the Chinese are behind all of these disruptions, all of these elements that were unsavory, and it isn't just here, it's elsewhere around the world where they're doing the same thing. And so what are we going to do to put a stop to it? How do we deal with this? The Chinese involved in sedition, basically, trying to overthrow our government. That's what they're doing. They're funding these, not only the Proud Boys, but I guess there are some others. The donor, the chief donor, well, there are all kinds. If you look at the list of names, the surnames are all Chinese. They had an $86,000 fundraiser and a crowd funding source for the Proud Boys. And you know, at what point do we wake up?
Well, and this isn't the only time we've heard this accusation. We've heard
denial
about the protest over the summer being funded in the same way these GoFundMes that pop up being funded, you know, a lot by people with these Chinese surnames, which cannot be a coincidence. I mean, I think maybe you could think, but it seems highly unlikely. And so what are we, I mean, when are we going to wake up here and realize that so much of this discourse is being prompted online using online channels by outside influences that are not, they don't want to see us do well, and they're splitting us and dividing us and making everybody hate each other, and here we are. And we're allowing it to happen, yet we're worried about, I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about Russia, and it's important, but what's more important, a hack that we know about, like one big one coming in from Russia, or these little things that are incrementally splitting us up and not and going unseen?
Much easier to hide.
Sure.
Much easier to hide. This is just one more thing. The virus, the ownership of land, farms, companies in America that we just like, we're rolling over and playing dead to this stuff. This is the beginning, the seed of disruption, if you will. And nobody, we're one of the few that nobody else talks about this. And it's, I can feel it in my bones that this is what's going on. And it just, I'm talking, it's like I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to, okay, so we got a new station in Oklahoma City. Hello, folks in Oklahoma City. This is the way I think. The Chinese are not our friends. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home?
No. They've never been our friends, ever.
Never.
And anyone who ever
and
thought
they tell us that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the stupid thing is that people will always telescope what they're going to do. The Chinese tell you that all the time. They are not our friends. They
and
want
we don't,
world domination.
Yeah.
And
right.
we're like sitting
we're
here
sitting
going,
here buying all
what
cheap
are we
going to
do? Right.
18 past the hour on the DJV show.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so let's go back to this Chinese thing for a minute. Both of you share the conversation you're just having off the air about the Chinese and the Chinese, where you can find stuff. I shared a story, too, about trying to find a chain. I couldn't find one. The only thing that I could find was made in China. But what was your experience? What were you looking for the other day, Victoria, that you were surprised to find?
Well, I was in Home Depot, and I was buying a shelf for my closet, but while I was waiting to be helped, I was just kind of wandering around in the section where I was, which happened to be the tile section, and I always love looking at all the pretty, you know, bathroom tiles or whatever, and so they have these, the prepackaged tiles that you can, you know, that come together so you can see what it'll look like a backsplash or whatever, and then it was all made in China, and I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Not even like Italy, where you think of good marble.
I mean, we need to wake up fast here. And figure out what we're going to do to save this country. Buying stuff made in China isn't the way to do it. 21 after the hour.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Twenty-three half the hour now on the DJV program. In this slot, in every hour, we try to take apart some of the things that are trending on social media, things we've kind of caught at DJV show, or things that have shown up when you look around. You can hit any website and ask what's trending. And one of the things that will come up today is the New York restaurant that is going to go meat-free. Do you know this restaurant, Victoria?
Oh, sure. Yep, yeah, I've eaten there. 11 Madison Park. It's one of the most famous restaurants in Manhattan. Yeah. So when they reopen on June 10th, they're going to stop serving meat or seafood. They're going to be basically all plant-based. And that is a lot of people are, you know, without saying vegan, because you can include dairy too, but a lot of people are doing the plant-based diet. So I think that this will be a bit of a, like a stunt kind of a thing. I don't know that they're going to stick with this forever. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It used to be a 3 Michelin star restaurant, so I don't know how that'll, if they're going to keep their stars.
Yeah. So this fellow, Daniel Hum, well, he's the chief chef. Is he the owner of the restaurant as well?
No, he's just the head chef. He might be one of the owners, but most of those big restaurants have a big restaurant group behind them.
Well, when you say big, is it a big? I don't know the restaurant. I've never been there. Is it a huge?
It's a good sized space, yeah, for sure. But I mean, when I say big restaurant, I mean famous restaurants that are, you know, hard to get a reservation at.
What is
in New York?
So can they serve the same stuff that Burger King does, the Unstoppable Burger or whatever they call it?
The Impossible Burger? Maybe. That's your favorite, right?
Right, the Unstoppable Burger, yes.
There it is. Okay, the official cause of Prince Philip's passing has been released. Apparently, the reason he died is because he was really pretty old. That's about it, right?
Wow. Old age, 99. It'll do it. Yeah.
So how's the Queen doing under the circumstances? People watching her more carefully? Is she okay? She seems to be kind of on top of it still. She's doing her stuff. But, you know, she's stoic, but yet you could tell that she loved the guy.
I mean, that's your partner for, 70 years?
I was surprised.
It's
a long time. Prince Harry didn't stay for the birthday of his grandmother. Were you surprised at that?
Nope. I don't think he's I don't think he's been welcomed in with open arms, to be honest.
I think the grandmother's been fine with him. That would seem to be
the case. I don't think so. At least what the British tabloids are saying, and who knows. I mean, it's all tabloid stuff, but I don't think that they have a great relationship. A lot of people are saying she was really hurt that he did that when Prince Philip was dying, and I guess it was no secret that Prince Philip was dying and that this interview aired and that those claims were made and besmirched the family. So I don't know. I don't know how she, you know, that's just kind of what's going around.
Yeah. All right. There's a story floating around about this traffic stop that went bad. I don't get this stuff. I really don't. Some woman calls a Hispanic, a Latino cop, a murderer. Why?
This happened in San Dimas, which is in my... probably,
the L.A. Sheriff deputy.
Yeah, half an hour from where I live. It is appalling. This police officer pulls someone over for holding it, for being on their cell phone. It's against the law to hold your cell phone in the car.
Yeah.
Pulls her over. She starts berating him, calling him a murderer, saying she was holding her cell phone because she wanted to record him because he was scaring her and he's a murderer. And then she goes into race and says that he's just a Mexican. He's never going to be white, which is clearly what he wants, and makes fun of his name. And I mean, it's appalling if you listen to this video. Thank this God. Woman is a black woman who was caught on camera by the police officer who bought his own body camera footage because he wanted to protect himself, or his own body camera, excuse me, not the footage, because that part of the sheriff's department has not deployed body cameras department-wide. So he had his own and captured it, and this thing went viral. So,
what is the with people? 28 after the hour now, and today's D is for Doug, and J for Jennifer, and V for Victoria.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what if that perfectly trained cat, all of a sudden, for no reason you can think of, stops using a litter box? You know, every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your cat elimination habits suddenly change, it's really important you take it to the vet for a checkup. Once you've ruled out all the physical problems, here are things that you need to understand. Make sure you select the right type of litter box. If it was an outdoor cat that you brought in, they may not know from litter. You might want to use the litter box, but fill it with some dirt and grass from outside till they get used to it. Select the right type of litter. Keep the litter box clean. You know, cats are fastidious about their cleanliness, so a dirty litter box can get your cat right out. And here's the biggest mistake people make. When cleaning up, they run to the cupboard and they pick up ammonia or any of those cleansers underneath the kitchen sink. All of them contain ammonia, and so does urine. So by cleaning up with ammonia, what you're doing is you're putting down the same scent. Make sure you use a good odor neutralizer. That can make all the difference in the world. But check with your vet first. I'll more next time.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Calling it a monumental moment in the fight against the coronavirus, WHO Executive Director Gabriessis on Wednesday thanked the Biden administration's support for temporarily waiving intellectual property rights and the expenses associated with such rights as an example of leadership to address the global health challenges. Judge Dabney Friedrich of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has issued a ruling that would revoke the eviction moratorium put in place by the CDC. But the Justice Department is appealing on behalf of the CDC. The case was brought by the Alabama Association of Realtors, which argued that the CDC does not have the power to tell landlords they cannot evict people during a pandemic. The judge agreed. China's foreign minister on Thursday condemned a joint statement by the G7 foreign ministers that expressed support for Chinese claimed Taiwan and cast Beijing as a bully, saying it was a gross interference in China's internal affairs. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the pandemic in the United States appears to be winding down with fewer new cases and deaths among Americans, some leaders are using what-if scenarios to dictate mandates in some parts of the country. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough tells Fox News his perspective of the COVID-19 response.
Well, what's really changed the calculus in the whole pandemic is early treatment for COVID-19. There's now 10 national telemedicine services, 15 regional services, 250 treating doctors across the United States. The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has a home treatment guide. We're using multiple drugs in combination to reduce the spread of illness and reduce hospitalizations and deaths. So that's changed everything. Texas has been an early treatment state all the way through. We never closed down. We're in the middle of the pack in terms of cases and mortality, and we've moved on. Now, the overall approach to the pandemic, I think, has been way too much focused on masks and vaccines. Neither one of those helped sick patients with COVID-19. That's playing defense, and in my view, the big change was when we had the Senate hearings in November, we started playing offense.
Dr. McCullough explains the new FDA clear test.
Well, the T-cell technologies have dramatically improved. There's an FDA-cleared test now that one can actually have the DNA from their T-cells extracted and tested to see if, in fact, there's been prior exposure to COVID-19 and inferred immunity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan Jay is out today. We have her do the trending stuff. I thought it was interesting. The DJV download that we have right now at djvshow.com focuses on Britney Spears in part, and the focus that she has on some of those documentaries. She took them apart, and I thought that was appropriate on her part. She needs to stand up and be counted. We also have the continuing saga of Bill and Melinda, the money and all that. She had no prenup, and I'm wondering, there is a untie the knot.
They must have figured this all out because she also didn't request spousal support, so yeah. They obviously have a financial deal in place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jen, you were saying that you were reading about like his girlfriend, or he was having an affair, or something like that.
That's what I read.
Affair for years.
See, here we go. This is what we want. We want information. We want the scoop, Doug. Tell us.
You only half told us the story. So go ahead.
I don't know the other half, other than this woman. She was in a group of people I had dinner with one night about 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, and I was introduced to her as Bill Gates' mistress. And so I'm trying to remember the woman's name.
That's what she said? Hi, I'm Bill Gates' mistress?
Well, she didn't, but the fellow who introduced me to her, said that. And I'm cloudy on my recollection as to who she was. And she was somebody that was involved in the media, though. I do remember that. But I don't remember. I mean, it's sort of those sorts of stories go in and out with me, in one ear and out the other. I don't pay much attention to that stuff, although it's interesting because she was so out about it. And apparently everybody at the table knew that she was connected to him, and it didn't seem to bother Melinda.
OK Magazine, which is the source for everything true and good,
right,
says that Bill Gates' relationship with his ex-girlfriend, he would take trips with Anne Winblad
after marrying.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
Marrying Melinda. There you go, yep. Anne Winblad.
That's it. What does she do? Does it tell more about her?
Let's see. Now, this is a story I saw earlier. Let's see. Bill and Melinda announced the end of their 27-year marriage. And the tech billionaire offered a glimpse into the former couple's longtime relationship and included him taking long, secluded getaway trips to a cozy beach cottage in North Carolina with his old girlfriend. They made this less than conventional arrangement with Melinda as part of the deal when the two wed in 1994. He says, we can play putt-putt while discussing biotech of his private retreats with ex Anne Winblad. Seems Bill's ex had a prominent role in his life, and he even sought her approval before proposing to Melinda when I was off on my own thinking about marrying her.
That's who it was.
Anne asked for approval, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He admitted to this?
Yeah, I guess it was part of their marriage deal.
Yes, that's what I told you when we talked about this before.
All right,
before,
look, every once in a while you have facts that are correct, you know?
I mean, she's, just to answer your question about who she is an American businesswoman. She's a founding partner of Hummer Winblad Venture Partners, and she's 70, so there you go.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, wow. I remember. And so I was talking about the DGV download from yesterday. We also were talking about the White Castle. You missed this one, Jennifer. They opened a new. It wasn't in Los Angeles. It was in Florida someplace, wasn't it?
I think it was Vegas, wasn't it?
Was it Vegas?
I think it was Vegas.
People stood outside the White Castle for hours. It was the line was a mile long to get in to have a hamburger at the new White Castle. And whatever I remember about White Castle, having him once as a kid, is they were pretty horrible. Why would you? They were all over Florida, and I spent a lot of time in Florida over the years. I remember Mark Sheinbaum. Do you remember him, Jennifer? Was he around when you? He was around when you were around.
Uh-uh.
Right?
No? I don't know.
Well, long-time listeners to the program remember Sheinbaum was my financial advisor on the air, and he loved White Castle, and he lived down in Lake Worth, Florida, and they were all over the place down there, and he used to tease me about buying stock in White Castle, and that's how I got introduced to them. But I know a lot of New Yorkers, they're all over. Well, isn't the White Castle's all over the place in New York? Seems
not all over the place. No, there's one in Brooklyn that I know of, and there's one, I think, there are a few maybe on Long Island, but they're, by and large, I've never been to one, but I've always heard they were terrible. They're just
awful.
All grease, and I've
terrible.
Heard they're awful.
really awful. So anyway,
I just know stoners like them, right? Didn't Harold and Kumar go to White
right,
Castle?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think that could have been
with
it.
Doogie Howser.
All right, check our podcast out every day, highlights of the program and other things content-wise, djvshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts, and I'm sure one of the highlights will be a discussion of Elon Musk being on SNL this week. That seems to be getting a lot more attention. I'm sure that the producers and the folks at NBC are loving all of the attention. They haven't got this much attention.
Everybody's
going to
tune in for this. And plus, Miley Cyrus is, you know, no slouch for the musical act.
Right.
So, as we were talking, you know, off the air about Elon Musk and him, how he'll do on the show. I actually think he's such a ham, he's probably going to be great. The big sort of controversy was that some of the SNL cast members had been tweeting and kind of gone public on social media saying that they didn't really think that he belonged on the show as the host, and they're, you know, not really in favor of it. Those tweets have all been deleted now, because Lorne Michaels runs a tight ship. And so, Elon Musk is on set at SNL. They're doing rehearsals right now. And he was asked by Page Six, how everything's going and how, you know, is the cast upset with him or how are they treating him? And he said, quote, it's all much ado about nothing. He said that everyone's been really nice to him and that they're, you know, having a fun time. So we'll see. Maybe he charmed them all and when they met him in person, they liked him. Who knows? He is quite a character. I mean,
yeah,
he, really,
he is quite a character. Yeah. He doesn't look like it, but he acts like it. Does that make sense when you think about it? Yeah, sure does.
And what an interesting idea, waiting until you meet someone in person before you make judgments about their hair. Can you imagine?
What a concept. Imagine that.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, concept. Okay. So, Guy's, I never pronounced her name right. Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
The S is silent. The H is silent. And it's like G-E-E-L-A-I-N-E. That's how you should pronounce it. So what's going on with her trial? Why has that been pushed back again to late fall? What's the story?
I think it's because they have new charges that just were lobbied against her in March. So I think that they have to, that was included sex trafficking a minor. And those are those as part of the two new charges. So she's also accused of sexual abuse of minors for a decade. And
she's a dirtbag.
Ugh, I know. But you know what, though? I don't even care if this trial gets pushed to next year because she's being, you know, as her lawyer said, she's being tortured because they wake her up every 15 minutes or whatever it is for a suicide check. So, you know what? She deserves to just sit there and rot for a little longer.
Well, wasn't there something about her being sick, or there was, you know, it looked like
she had a black eye or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody trying to.
And her lawyers are saying she can't sleep. That's really literally it. They're saying she she's not able to sleep, and because of that, she's losing it.
What?
I don't know if she ever had it.
Quite a guilty conscience? What is it? Or is she worried about?
No, they're coming in every 15 minutes to make sure she's alive because of every Epstein fiasco.
Yeah.
Right.
Why? I would guess my question, my comment would be, why bother? Under the circumstances. Okay, Jessica Simpson, another name in the news today. Everybody knows who Jessica Simpson is. And so she has a new claim as far as her publicist is concerned. Why would the publicist for Jessica Simpson not want her, anybody who is a celebrity, to date her?
It wasn't her publicist. It was other people's publicists. Didn't want them... You know, she said that, well, the backstory is she was on Drew Barrymore's talk show, and she was talking about, you know, her fashion line, the Jessica Simpson collection, which is a $1 billion fashion empire, so she got the last laugh. But, so dating famous people came up as a topic, because she did date John Mayer, Tony Romo, she was called Yoko Romo. It was, you know, she
He's
had
a football player, right? Isn't he the football
player? Yeah, he was a quarterback. So, of the Dallas Cowboys at the time, so... Yeah, so anyway, what she was saying was that publicists were telling their clients not to date her. And so they said that she found out that publicists had told their, you know, famous actors who maybe wanted to date her. They said, you know, if you date her, you'll never be taken seriously as an actor. And so, or a respected musician, you won't be taken seriously if you date her. So
she was discounted a lot as like the dumb blonde. And that's why she went through this weird identity crisis.
Anything but. She's
dyed her
smart,
hair brown and like all this. Yeah. I mean, she just was looked at as someone who was not serious for whatever reason. I guess because she played, you know, kind of ditzy on with Nick Lachey on their TV show. But I never understood why that stuck because she has created an empire and has had a successful career and has gone on. I mean, her movies may not have been great, but she acted, she sang. I mean. It's not like
she was good as
in the business
that
department.
Daisy in the
Daisy
car crash show. Yeah, right.
Right.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I didn't realize she dated Adam Levine. That's a weird pairing.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I think I remember
thought
that
he was gay.
Adam Levine? No. He's married to a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, no, it's not Adam. He was on
Oh, you think of Adam
Voice,
Lambert.
Right? Adam. No.
Yes.
Is it?
Adam Lambert is gay. Adam Levine is, and Adam Lambert started on American Idol. Adam Levine was a judge on The Voice. That's true.
He'll never get this right. We'll ask him again tomorrow. He'll be like, Adam Levine's gay, right?
Right.
Very funny. Okay, let's pause for a moment. Well, after you've deflated my ego, we'll do a couple of things and then come up with... a couple of interesting business stories that are floating around that we should share with all those who are lucky enough to have found us here on the DJV program, 45 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, business news here on the DJV program. The demand for rental cars. I can speak from experience renting a car in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. I rented this little Chevrolet Peapot car that normally is worth about $15 a day. The deal for Saturday morning through Sunday night, $186. For a piece of crap little car.
What is going on? I just had this conversation with someone the other day fiance is now renting their car because you can do private rentals now. Tulag or something, I think is the name. Something like that. Tulag or Keurig or I don't know, something like that. But you can take your own car and rent it to people because there's such a shortage. Crazy.
Well, it's short because Avis and all of these companies. Enterprise, Hertz, they all sold off their fleets because there's nobody renting cars. Hertz went bankrupt, and the only way they could stay in business was to sell a lot of the fleet. So they, instead of parking them, they sold them. And,
but I'm no business genius. To be a rental car company, you actually have to have rental cars, right?
Yes.
But I know.
That's the problem. But artificially.
The chip shortage is what it's. That's where. The initial problem was they had to sell off everything because they had to liquidate. But now the chip shortage, that's preventing everybody from having inventory. Yeah. That's a big problem.
Hertz
and Enterprise are going to buy used cars. They're bidding on used cars, which they've never done before.
And the used car market has gone sky high. Yeah. My friend, the car dealer, has seen the prices of these, the average price of a used car up $1,000, $1,200, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, and the
even
new cars.
Even to trade into a dealer?
Price.
If when we got our new car on Halloween last year,
SUV
that
I suggested
gave them, you were very wise.
I remember.
But the car that we gave them, they were so excited because I said, well, yeah, we can just trade in our old car. They gave us so much more than I thought they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good time to trade in your car if you can find something with inventory.
10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing.
Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we've celebrated National Paranormal Day. Oftentimes when I introduce Uri to the world or the people that are listening to my radio programs, I talk about him as being telepathic, but I think paranormalist is he's a mind melder. There's all kinds of words. But I like paranormalist. So Paranormal Day, a fascination with people who don't know what's going on the other side. Do you think that's a complete definition, or do you think that's incomplete? What do you think of when you think of that word paranormal, Uri?
Doug, the paranormal encompasses lots of things to do with the human mind in telepathy, psychokinesis, ghosts, hauntings. They even sometimes bring in even UFOs and extraterrestrials, because nobody really knows what exactly paranormal means. Is it really? Is it normal? Is it not normal? But gosh, I've been in the paranormal field all my life, since the first day a spoon broke in my hand. Many a time I call myself a paranormalist. I love that name. And my museum has a lot to do with the paranormal. For instance, I'm just looking at an original poster from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which was written by Arthur C. Clarke. Arthur C. Clarke came to witness my powers, my paranormal abilities, and I bent his house key, and he had to break into his own home. This is true story. A policeman actually stopped him from breaking the door down. Now I'm also looking at Darth Vader, the sculpture which I got from Dave Prowse, which sadly passed away 3 months ago. He was the actor that played in the suit. And, you know, Star Wars is already, it's on a journey into outer space. And I even have the original poster that George Lucas signed for me. And I'm looking at it now. It says, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, Star Wars, George Lucas signed. Yeah, I wish very soon you'll be able to come here and enjoy.
I'm coming. American just has started a flight from New York to Tel Aviv, which would be the best and smartest way for me to get there. And it'll be December. I can't come before December, but I'm coming in December. So
okay. Speaking about the paranormal, something very incredible happened a few months ago. Because, you know, whenever they write about the paranormal, it's always kind of with a skeptical shadow around
it. Yeah, that's right. And I don't believe that you can't prove it. It's it's what this program, that our conversations are all about, that which you cannot prove, at least scientifically.
Yes, well, believe it or not, you know, all the prestigious magazines around the world never write about the paranormal. And this time, National Geographic had a cover story. It's incredible. It says, reveal mysteries of the otherworldly, visit haunted places around the world, seek answers to the unknown. And the headline on the cover of National Geographic is Secrets of the Supernatural. And I get a full page picture, and it's very positive. There's not a word of negativity in the article.
Ernie,
my segment called
The world is accepting the reality of not being able to understand everything. It's time for people to stop thinking that the human being and the human mind is on the top of the food chain, because it isn't.
Absolutely true. And if you can imagine, if National Geographic comes out with a cover story, then we are advancing towards believing in the supernatural and the paranormal, simply because it exists. You can't deny it.
I don't know whether you've seen I think I may have told you about a TV show that's on in America that must be, it'll get there sooner or later, called Debris. It happens to star a very good friend of mine named Jonathan Tucker, but it's all about something that is unexplainable, I mean really big time unexplainable, and it has to do with all kinds of paranormal stuff. It's done very well. People are really curious. They're coming out, if you will, of their shell when it comes to this sort of thing. So check it out. Uri's museum that he talks about at his website, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. You can also find out about the book Learn to Douse, described. Dowsing is a very interesting pursuit. You can learn how to do it with Uri. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.